What's up, guys? It's St. Vincent. And from Progressive Insurance, this is Shower Sessions. Each episode will go behind the curtain to meet new artists, hear their stories, and perform from the stage where pretty much every singer got their start, the shower.
Lucifer sings a soprano, fallen angel listening to Zeppelin.
I got me someone else instead of
This is Shower Sessions. Welcome to my shower. So today I have Banners here in my shower ready to perform. He's a singer-songwriter who started his musical career in a Liverpool cathedral choir.
People say, what's the name of your band? And I have to say in an American accent. Because if I say, it's Banners, then they're like, what? And I have to spell it, and it takes ages. And it's far easier just to say, oh, it's Banners. And then people are like, okay, this is a horrible situation to be in as an English lad.
It's true. Well, as you just said it, I thought, bananas? What's your...
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Do you want to play a song?
Yeah. So I guess we'll play, I have a new song called Got It In You. We'll play that.
Holding back the flood in this skyscraper town. You gave all that sweat and blood, now you think you're gonna drown. You can't tell that you're bigger than the sea that you're sinking in. And you don't know what you got, but you got it at your fingertips. Sing, ooh, you got it in you. Ooh, you got it in you. When the lights go out and leave you standing in the dark, no one ever told you this could be so hard. I know you think your fire is burning out, but I still see you shining through. You got it in you. And not everything you hear should sound like the truth, cause nobody else's words can define you. And maybe you don't see it, but you're quicker than the world could spin. You should know what you got, cause you got it at your fingertips. Oh, listen, ooh, you got it in you. Ooh, you got it in you. And when the lights go out and leave you standing in the dark, no one ever told you this could be so hard. I know you think your fire is burning out, but I still see you shining through. Got it in you. And when the lights go out and leave you standing in the dark, no one ever told you this could be so hard. I know you think your fire is burning out, but I still see you shining through.
That was Banners performing Got It In You. You're from Liverpool.
Yeah.
Now, I'm trying to think there was some classic band from Liverpool. But
Echo and the Bunnymen.
It was Echo and the Bunnymen.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what it was. So you're from Liverpool and you sang a lot in cathedrals.
I did. So in Liverpool, there's two cathedrals. There's a Catholic one, which is kind of like, I think it was built in the 60s. But the other one is an Anglican thing. And it's massive and it's brilliant. It's made out of like sandstone and it's huge. And that's the one that I sang in. It's amazing. It's really echoey and great. Although when it comes to putting reverb on my own songs, you end up just, yep, 30 seconds. It was very serious. So like from the age of 7, I was kind of there like 5 days a week and after school and all day at the weekends. Or when all my friends were watching movies they should have been watching, I was singing music from the 1600s.
Yeah. Did you also sing in the shower when you got home?
Yeah, of course I sang in the shower. Do you know what? I have this weird thing, and I'm worried it's a mental condition, in that if ever there's like a moment of silence, I have a Joanna Newsom song that I think is just on loop in my head.
The same thing would happen to me.
Really?
If there's ever silence, but it was the guitar solo from November Rain. I've heard that you're terrified of karaoke. I'm also terrified of karaoke. Can you talk about it?
There's a weird thing where, like, I really like being on stage in front of people and I really like doing this thing, mm-hmm. but I'm really shy as a person. But in no way does it get in the way. Mm-hmm. It just seems to be like, oh, you flick into this mode and now you have this performer mask on or whatever, and then it's great mm-hmm. for that. But it doesn't in any sense translate to like being, to wanting people to look at me in any other sense, really.
Have you ever been forced to do karaoke?
No, but there is a kind of like, people's like, all right, what are you going to do? And it's like, oh, I don't really want to. And you're not really allowed to say, I don't really want to.
What day job would you do if you weren't singing?
Well, I have a twin sister and we obviously both went to school at the same time, and there was a exercise book, you know, where it's like, when I grow up, I'm going to be, mm-hmm. and I think I wrote a football and my sister wanted to be a triangle. Triangle. Just living life as a triangle. It's a really good shape.
It is a really good shape. But difficult to...
Yeah, eat food. I don't know what she was thinking, really.
Did you always think that you were going to be a musician?
I think the most important thing, honestly, I was allowed to try and do it as a job, you know. My dad worked in recording studios a lot, so I got to hang out in recording studios a lot when I was a kid as well.
Yeah.
My dad showed me how you can mute channels on the desk, you know, and turn up the guitar. I think it was mm-hmm. a guitar that he soloed. And I remember it just being like my whole world just went, whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. It was like a magic trick. It is like, you can see people doing this. This is their profession and it's possible. I think that was the biggest influence, really.
I have a good friend from England who had never been to Toronto and just saw the name and thought, oh, that's a beautiful name.
Right.
And decided to move there.
Yeah.
And she was sad for 5 years. So you live in Toronto.
Yeah.
What, tell me how you got there.
I'm trying to think how long I was sad for. I used to work as an assistant in recording studios and stuff. I had a friend that lived there. So I saved up all my pennies and flew to Toronto, really. And it was one of those, one thing led to another and got played to someone and I ended up, and now I've just been there now for about 4 years.
So you apologize to your neighbors on Twitter for making music too loud.
I live in a condo and it's pretty new. So I think like the walls are fine. It's not a through the wall situation. It's a corridor situation. And I'm relatively close to the elevator. Well, have you ever lived in a condo building? But there is unspoken rules. No one is allowed to talk to each other, particularly in the elevator. Or any of that. I would never go and say sorry to anybody in real life. So I have to use the internet to do it. Anyone making their way to work or whatever, they're gonna be hearing this nonsense. Some of my songs are really high for some reason. Yeah. So they're able to hear all that. I don't have any equipment that makes loads of loud music, but I really go for it when it comes to singing. So sorry, 14th floor.
So what is next for you?
So I'm just finishing an album, actually. I think I possibly need a couple more songs that I'd like to write and then see where we are, really.
So can we hear one more song?
Yes, you can.
What are you going to play?
This song is this song is the first song that I wrote that people that I didn't know started going, oh, hello, we could put this in our record company. So it's called Start a Riot.
All right.
I'm proud of it. That was a weird thing to say, isn't it?
Two, three. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. I will march down an empty street like a ship into a storm. No surrender, no retreat. I will tear down every wall just to keep you warm, just to bring you home. I will burn this city down for a diamond in the dust. I will keep you safe and sound when there's no one left to trust. Won't you take my hand? We can make our stand. If your world falls apart, I'd start a riot. If night falls in your heart, I light the fire. In the dark, when you sound the alarm, we find each other's arms. For your love, all you are, I'd start a riot. I will wave through the fire and smoke like sunlight through the haze. And I'll fight till the flag waves white, until my dying days. And through the bombs and blasts, we can take it back. Oh yeah. If your world falls apart, I'd start a riot. If night falls in your heart, I'd light the fire. In the dark, when you sound the alarm, we'll find each other's arms. For your love, all you are, I'd start a riot.
Thank you so much for stopping by my shower.
This is the nicest time I've ever had in a bath. Genuinely, I reckon. Just thinking that now. Can't think of a better time. So thanks for having me in your bath.
My pleasure.
Well, that's it for this episode of Shower Sessions from Progressive. If you want to see these video performances and other behind-the-scenes stuff, check out showersessionspodcast.com. I'm St. Vincent. Thanks so much for listening. See you in my bathroom. What?